What about if you've been making a turn left and right and plowing? You know, what would you say to him? You ever heard him use G and ha? Huh? And what about if you were, driving a horse to urge him on, you might say?
Get on. Get up.
Mm-hmm. And would you say the same thing if he was stopped and you wanted to start him on? And what about to make him stop, what would you say?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And do anything that you know that people would say to back him, when they're backing him into a buggy? Anything they might say to him then?
I've never been around him all much.
Okay. Then, what about the pigs? Any know of any calls to pigs to get them to come?
Here, piggy, something like that.
What about to scatter them? That call? And what about the sheep? Did your grandparents ever heard the calls to the sheep? How would they get them in the path from pasture?
My uncle just runs beside the field with a truck and blows the horn, they go.
I've known people who call the horses like that, go honk the horn. Horses come. And what about the chickens? Ever have any calls to them at feeding time to get them to come?
Here, chick, chick, chick.
If you wanted to scatter your chickens, what would you say? Let's say you were trying to walk through the chicken yard and they're all around your feet.
Like something like that?
Same thing I'd say. I was around a lot of those when I was coming from a lot of chickens and stuff. But I haven't been around them quite some time. If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, you have to do what to them?
Get them ready, get their saddle on and stuff.
Yeah, and the thing on you put over the
harness.
And the things that you would hold when you're riding is that in your hands, you know, you go over.
And not the crops on them.
Well, what about if you were driving a wagon, you'd hold it?
The harnesses? No, that's not.
would you call it reins or
reins? Reins, reins, reins.
Would you call it reins if you were driving the horse too? What about plowing the horse? Would you still call it reins? And the thing you put your feet in would be the
shoes.
Or you put your feet, you're riding the horse in the...
I know what you're talking about. I don't know any names.
Would you ever call it stirrup?
Stirrup.
Do you know that term or not, stirrup?
I've heard it used before.
Okay. But that's not one you're real familiar with. Okay. And let's see. If you were working two horses, your grandfather was working two horses, what would you call the one on the right? That's one. And if something is right, let's say it's not right here at hand, you might say it's just a little, over.
Peace.
Okay. And let's see. And if you've been traveling, say you were going from here to Memphis and you only got as far as Cookeville, you might say we still have a
ways to go.
And something is very common and you don't have to look for it any place special, you say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if somebody slipped and fell this way, you'd say he fell.
On his backside.
He fell this way, he fell.
On his front side.
Okay. And say you went fishing. You ever go fishing? And you came back empty handed and I said, did you catch anything? You might say, no.
Wasn't biting today.
And you might, you know, remember elementary school. Kids cutting up and the teacher starts fussing. One of them might say, why are you blaming me? I didn't
do anything.
And somebody breaks a rake or something you have, and you might say, well, that's okay, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And a child, say he's crying, and he might say, well, my brother was eating candy and didn't give me
any.